Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump intensified his global trade offensive, unveiling a series of sharp tariff hikes, including a new 50% tariff on copper imports and a 50% duty on goods from Brazil, both set to take effect on August 1, 2025. Announcing the measures on his Truth Social platform, Trump cited national security concerns under Section 232 of U.S. trade law as the basis for the steep copper tariff. The move follows months of investigation into the metal, which he said is vital for semiconductor production, aircraft manufacturing, electric vehicle batteries, and military equipment. In a separate announcement, Trump informed Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva that existing tariffs on Brazilian imports would surge from 10% to 50%, citing reciprocity and a growing diplomatic row. Trump criticized Brazil for what he described as attacks on free elections, freedom of speech, and unlawful censorship involving U.S. social media platforms. The tariff hike comes as part of Trump's order for the U.S. Trade Representative to open a new Section 301 investigation into Brazil's digital trade practices, potentially paving the way for further penalties. The Brazilian government responded by warning that unilateral measures would trigger countermeasures under Brazilian law. Brazil is the United States' 15th largest trading partner, with $92 billion in two-way trade recorded in 2024, and is one of the few countries where the U.S. enjoys a trade surplus. Trump's latest tariff salvo also targets seven smaller U.S. trading partners, including the Philippines, Sri Lanka, Algeria, Iraq, Libya, Brunei, and Moldova, with new duties ranging from 20% to 30%, set for the same August 1 deadline. Tariffs of 25% were also slapped on major suppliers Japan and South Korea, increasing fears of a broader global trade disruption. The rapid succession of tariff moves follows Trump's earlier announcement of planned levies on semiconductors and pharmaceuticals. Meanwhile, negotiations between the U.S. and the European Union have intensified to avert further tariff escalation. Trump indicated that the EU could expect clarity within days on potential tariff rates, while EU Trade Chief Maroš Šefčovič expressed cautious optimism that a deal could be reached before the extended August 1 deadline. EU officials said discussions were focusing on possible tariff reductions, import quotas, and credits to shield Europe's auto industry from Trump's trade actions.